This is Bias Bender, and I'm Kayla Stokes. Welcome to the next episode of this podcast, where we are exploring the lives of Black women from the past and the present in order to imagine the future. This week, we're talking about Coretta Scott King and all the things I probably should have known about her by now. Hi, everyone, and welcome back or welcome to this podcast. I'm so glad you're here. So this coming Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Since this podcast focuses on Black women from history, of course, I have been thinking about Mrs. King as we get closer to the day dedicated to her husband. And to be honest, I realized that off the top of my head, I really couldn't tell you what her personal accomplishments are. I know that she is far more than just MLK's wife, but I'm not sure I remember learning her story outside of her marriage. I feel like this is such a typical problem when it comes to learning about notable men. When they have wives who have done just as much, if not more, for their fields, communities, and beyond, we don't really hear about it once they're married. But that's so lame. So this week I wanted to take some time and learn about Coretta's life. That way we can lift her up too, because spoiler alert, MLK Day is about her work too. Okay, so Coretta was born Coretta Scott on April 27th, 1927. I think it's worth reflecting upon the fact that 1927 wasn't really that long ago. I feel like I'm able to compartmentalize the Kings as being figures from the past, but when I really think about it, their children are around the ages of my parents. So the Kings belong to the generation of my grandparents. Anywho, tangent aside, Coretta was born and raised in Marion, Alabama. While the city itself is relatively small, it is home to two colleges that serve as the city's backbone. From the very beginning, Coretta was dedicated to education. She graduated valedictorian from Lincoln High School in her hometown, then she went off to college to continue her studies. She found herself at Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio, where she studied music and education. Coretta was very aware of the power of a good education, and she didn't take her higher education lightly. She wrote an article called Why I Came to College during those years, in which she stated that college graduates, quote, had greater freedom of movement. They went on trips, they visited cities, they knew more about the world. In addition to making sure she was getting a college education, she also joined the NAACP and the Race Relations and Civil Liberties Committees. After receiving her BA, she wasn't done with higher education just yet. She followed her passion for music to the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. There, she trained in voice and violin. And that starts the long list of things I didn't know about Coretta Scott before this week. I had no idea she was so well-versed in music. I think it's so cool that she went to a music conservatory as a young adult. So while she was in Boston, she happened to meet another person spending time working on a degree in the same city. His name was Martin, and he was in Boston studying at Boston University's School of Theology. Apparently, after Coretta's friend Mary Powell introduced the two, Coretta was a bit wary of dating MLK. Of course, at the time, he wasn't known as MLK to the world. He was still a young man beginning his own journey. But they did end up dating, and bing bang boom, they decided to get married not long after. Their wedding took place on the Scott family lawn down in Marion, Alabama, but the pair went right back up to Boston afterwards so that they could both continue working on their degrees. I feel like that is definitely a power couple move. Oh, and while we're talking about their relationship, which most of this story won't be about, I thought I'd share something that Coretta Scott King said later on in life regarding her relationship with Martin. She said, quote, "The media never understood Martin, so they will never understand Coretta. I didn't learn my commitment from Martin. We just converged at a certain time." I'm glad she was able to put this into words and make it so clear that she was very much her own person who was dedicated to change in her own right. She just happened to marry a man who was also dedicated to civil rights and equality too. She was in no way just his wife, but she also understood that the world was probably not ready to really understand that. So, in June of 1954, Coretta earned her music degree. And around that time, she started having and raising her children once they settled in Montgomery, Alabama. Right off the bat, Coretta lived through the unthinkable. During the fall of 1954, Martin Luther King had come into some real notability as he played a key role in the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott. I know I remember learning about this movement as a means to desegregate the bus system, but I don't remember sitting with the impact this boycott had on Coretta's life. So, 7 weeks into the boycott, a group of people who were not happy with what MLK was trying to do bombed their family home. Coretta and her then infant child Yolanda were in the house at the time of the bombing. Luckily, they weren't injured, but of course, the mental consequences weren't non-existent. Both Martin and Coretta's fathers urged Coretta to abandon the home and find somewhere else to live, but Coretta refused. She decided to continue living in the home that she had made with her husband. She stood strong in the face of hate throughout the bus boycott, and she showed the world that she wasn't afraid to stand up for what she and her family believed in. Later on, she said, quote, "During the bus boycott, I was tested by fire, and I came to understand that I was not a breakable crystal figurine. I found I became stronger in a crisis." I mean, can you imagine that defining the first year of your marriage and motherhood? Coretta clearly wasn't messing around, and she let everyone know that her husband wasn't the only tough one. Coretta didn't just support her husband's efforts, though. She had her own pursuits. During the 50s and 60s, she was known to participate in freedom concerts. She would perform at these events alongside other talented folks. The performances varied from music to poetry to lectures about the history of Black people in America. Each event served as a space to hold community and raise funds to help the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. I love that Coretta engaged with the civil rights movement in this way. She was able to take her personal talents and share them in an effective way. I feel like I've been hearing a lot of people talking about using their own strengths and finding their lane when it comes to civil action, and I think this is such a great example of how that tactic can be so helpful. Not every person is able to perform music, so Coretta used that unique characteristic in order to help the causes that she was dedicated to. That definitely makes me think about how we all could reflect on what we bring to the table and how we can use that to further the initiatives we believe in. And of course, she did plenty of work with her husband, Martin Luther King Jr. As their efforts picked up steam, they traveled all over the world to meet with folks and see firsthand how inequality affects so many people across the globe. They went to Ghana, India, and Mexico, just to name a few. All of these destinations held a lot of meaning for Coretta. She saw the depths of inequality, but she also saw how many women were working to make the world a better place to be. Another notable trip for the two was their journey to Oslo, Norway, where MLK was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. Coretta recalled thinking in this moment, quote, "What a blessing to be a co-worker with a man whose life would have so profound an impact on the world." And she really did live up to that title of co-worker for the rest of MLK's life. They simultaneously worked to spread a message of justice and equality. And while they were sending that message out to the world, Coretta made sure that she felt that equality in her own marriage and family life. As we all know, Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968. This incredibly tragic event shook the whole world up. So, as you can imagine, it was a pivotal moment in Coretta's life. I wonder what was going on in her mind and spirit at this time. I can only imagine it must have been the biggest test of her life. And she chose to carry on in honor of her late husband's beliefs. I feel like she must have felt him with her as she kept working towards justice in his absence. I mean, just days after his murder, Coretta was back out in the world leading a march for sanitation workers in Memphis, Tennessee. And in the same month, she stood in for her husband at an anti-Vietnam War rally in New York. And on top of that, she helped launch the Poor People's Campaign just a month later. It seems as though her tragedy also served as a fire that fueled her efforts. Coretta used that fire to preserve the memory of her late husband. Almost immediately after his assassination, Coretta started campaigning for the creation of the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change. She was able to make that center a reality, and she became the founding president. Not only did she create the center that you can still visit to this day, but she secured the federal holiday that we all are about to observe this coming Monday. In 1983, Coretta led the effort that brought nearly 500,000 folks to D.C. for the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. This march commemorated the 20th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, and it helped show how deeply dedicated Coretta and the country was to remembering MLK. In the following years, Coretta served as the chairperson of the Martin Luther King Jr. Federal Holiday Commission, and she was able to formalize the plans needed to make Martin Luther King Jr. Day a federally recognized holiday in 1986. I honestly didn't realize we have only been observing this holiday since the mid-80s. That doesn't really feel that long ago when I think about it, but I'm so glad that Coretta was able to stick with her efforts and make her goal a reality. Coretta was able to keep her husband's memory at the forefront of history, but she also took his nonviolence message and expanded it. Coretta was known to be outspoken about the variety of factors that contributed towards the oppression of Black folks. She wanted to expand benefits and resources for at-risk groups as a means to help achieve equality. I love hearing that she wasn't all talk when it came to peace and love. She had concrete ideas about unemployment benefits and community resources that would directly help those most affected by systemic racism. Coretta Scott King engaged in activism through the 70s, 80s, and 90s. She was even arrested alongside her children in South Africa protesting the ugliness of apartheid. And towards the end of her life, she spoke out about the need to take the AIDS crisis seriously, and she fought for gay and lesbian rights. She continued to be a voice for change and dignity throughout her life. Coretta passed away in 2006 at the age of 78. I think it's incredible to know that in the 38 years she lived after her husband was killed, Coretta continued to live her life true to her values. And, well, that's what I learned recently about Coretta Scott King. Don't get me wrong, I in no way covered her whole life in this episode. If anything, I hope what I'm sharing can serve as a jumping off place. Coretta lived a very, very full life that centered around her dedication to fighting for what's right. Most importantly, she was her own person, and I think because of her own legacy, we would be remiss if we didn't include her when observing Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I mean, she really is a big part of the reason we even have the day in the first place. I'm so glad that I got to take the time to research and reflect on the life of Coretta Scott King with you all. I now feel like I know way more than I did before, and it feels like this education was a long time coming. I sometimes feel like if I don't know about a big name historical figure by now, that maybe that's something to be embarrassed by. But in reality, that just means I have something new to learn. I still feel like I have plenty to learn from Coretta Scott King, but now I have enough knowledge to really appreciate what she did and the kind of life she led. As we get closer to MLK Day, I encourage you to challenge yourself to learn about a changemaker who you didn't already know about. Maybe that means you're going to investigate Coretta's life even further, or maybe you might want to look into someone from your hometown. Or you might even want to think about how you can live your life so that your own story could be the story of a changemaker that someone years from now will learn from. I want to leave you with a quote from Coretta Scott King that struck a chord with me. I once told Martin that although I loved being his wife and a mother, if that was all I did, I would have gone crazy. I felt a calling on my life from an early age. I knew I had something to contribute to this world. Thank you so much for listening. I used the following sources to research this week's episode: the About Mrs. King page on the King Center's website, I Am Not a Symbol, I Am an Activist, The Untold Story of Coretta Scott King by Jean and Theo Harris, Stanford University Martin Luther King Jr. Research and Education Institute's article, King is Coretta Scott, History.com's article on Coretta Scott King, National Women's History Museum's article on Coretta Scott King by Arlesha R. Norwood, and as always, original music by Adam Westerman. Hello, post-episode Kayla here. I just wanted to thank you so much for supporting this podcast. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, please feel free to rate, review, or subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. And the best way you can support this podcast right now is to tell a friend about this episode or any episode that you've enjoyed so far. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.